You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. This is your boy Sheriff. Let's get it.
What's up, everybody? I got a huge show for you today.
It's so huge.
It's so long that I had to add some extra songs.
You're gonna love it.
And hopefully this all fit.
That's what she said.
In one show. Here we go. Without further ado, let's get to it.
Let's do it!
So, I'll start this off by saying, if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such time as the state can shield the people from political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent. For the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie. And thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. That was said by Joseph Goebbels. I hope I'm saying that's right. Whenever you look up the definition of dissent, it says to have or express an opinion different from a prevailing or official position, to disagree. To reach a conclusion contrary to the majority of the judges deciding a case, render a minority opinion. Or a difference of opinion or feeling, just a simple disagreement. So yeah. I'm gonna read that last part to you one more time.
Because it's that interesting.
It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, to repress anyone from disagreeing.
Come on, get it right now.
For the truth is a mortal enemy of the lie, and thus by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. Anyways, moving on. Quarantine. You heard me right. Quarantine. As in a team of quarantiners. Or Quran team.
Huh? Hmm.
Makes you think. You don't know what a Quran is? Look it up. Muslim Bible. Now you know.
Yeah.
And there they are, acting like they're some new Super Justice League. The Quarantine. But who are they out there serving justice for? The corrupt? This is a whole mess of stupid. No, a whole team of stupid. Quarantine. Don't forget the hashtag. To explain the phrase of females not being loyal, it's true. It's a scientific fact that females are not and will not remain loyal if they don't see you as an alpha male. That's the catch. So actually, the joke's on the guy that complains that they're not loyal to him. Hashtag beta jokes. Don't forget the hashtag.
This eggplant is small.
Here's an unrelated story. A random Redditor writes, last year I was staying with a friend. I was in the kitchen at night, and from his room I hear no.
No,
no, no, no, no. A few seconds later, he walks out like he's seen a ghost. I asked him what was wrong, and he described the classic, pay me, or I'll send your eggplants to all your friends and family routine. As in, he thought he was talking to a chick, they reveal they're underage, blackmail, yada yada. The sheer indescribable relief on his face when I googled the scam and explained that all he had to do was block quote-unquote her. It's super common and works because there are so many guys who are too quick with their eggplants and they fall for it. Just thought I'd put that out there because there's a lot of people doing that. And come to find out, it's especially true on Snapchat. There's a lot of sick things that you don't want to know about Snapchat. Trust me, if you knew everything you knew about the internet and then apply that to going in, like directing that into Snapchat and that existing in Snapchat, and you not understanding because it's this whole disappearing messages thing, so everybody feels confident, right? Because they know their messages are just going to disappear. Unless they get screenshotted. You see what I'm saying? Like, if you knew what everybody who uses Snapchat knows about Snapchat, you would never let your kids use Snapchat. Ever. The things they see there, they can't unsee, folks. I mean, is that how you want your kid learning about the world as Snapchat?
Definitely not.
Eggplant, sausages, and we'll just stop there because it gets really nasty really quick. And if you saw how your kids were like behaving on this app, you would be absolutely horrified as a parent. I'm absolutely horrified as a parent, and like I'm still using this thing. It's like, you know, it's part of my business, and so like when all this weird stuff comes by, I'm all like, whoa, okay, wow, this is like kids are on this thing, like, okay, wow. And it doesn't matter if there's an age limit on the app.
Nope.
Because they just put a fake birthday. They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
They just use it. And they use it behind your back.
Mm-hmm.
You hear this, parents?
Mm-hmm.
They're using that app behind your back. And they're doing some really nasty things with it. Or they're seeing some really nasty things with it. Because I don't want to vilify your kid or anything. I'm just saying there's some nasty stuff going on Snapchat.
Yeah.
And it needs to be put to a stop. Dude, this is... it's gross. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, what he said.
Like, I cannot believe the things that I'm witnessing on this app.
Yeah.
And like, I know that like they're supposed to try to combat it, and they do, but I mean, like, this is just ridiculous. What's like, before they even come around to like, you know, say like, hey, you can't do that, like, what happens already, like, as a result? It's gross. It's just ridiculous.
It's stupendous.
So anyways, Liz Wheeler reports that churches are deemed non-essential businesses, which we obviously need. I mean, look at what I just told you. We obviously need church.
Yup.
But I'm sorry. I'm in disbelief. I'm in shock right now. Liz Wheeler reports that churches are deemed non-essential businesses, but abortion clinics are. How TF does that make any effing sense?
Huh.
It doesn't, folks. That's the catch. It doesn't. And it's not gonna. I don't care what you sit here and say, your satanic blah 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 crap, it's not gonna make any sense. It's just not. To the general public, no.
Nobody's listening.
Like, to people hip to the lingo, no.
Nobody's listening.
It's not gonna make any sense. You're not gonna talk us into like, oh, church is not essential, but you wanna go and get you that abortion to cover up that rape, yeah, you go right on ahead.
You're set.
Like, wow. In other news, Governor Cuomo has his nipples pierced.
Ew.
You heard me right, folks.
Ew.
And here you are thinking that me being a pothead was some form of party animal.
Don't.
Well, that's got nothing on Mr. Pierce Nipples here. Like, how can you even take this man seriously?
I can't.
He's got his nipple pierced for some sort of twisted pleasure.
Can I flick him?
Does he get up in bondage with a zipper mask and black Speedos? I mean, sorry.
Ew.
What I meant to say was leather banana hammock.
Ew.
He probably ain't even allowed to get a stiffy from Master.
Ew.
Anywho.
Yeah, that's gross.
Think about all the potential voters that won't be signing up to vote today because of the coronavirus and social distancing and stay inside. They're all encouraged to mail in their ballots. Anyone seeing the scam here yet?
I am.
I know I'm probably not the only one. I can't be the only one. As a matter of fact, I know for a fact I'm not the only one seeing this.
Well, I just told you that.
Say, when we put this Meritus Party system into place, we gotta have it show you what you voted for. That way you can actually dispute the vote if it displays wrong. And you have confirmation that your vote was not only counted, but counted correctly. Think about that. Confirmation is everything. Ask them scam artist phone companies that gave you verbal confirmation, but then snuck that charge on in there on the bill anyways. Like, remember that? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Remember whenever they'd say, yeah, no, we're gonna get rid of that. And then, like, a couple weeks later, you get the bill, and it's got that charge on there. But now you're responsible for it anyways, and they have no record of that conversation.
Ooh.
Remember that? Do you remember that?
Yes.
T-Mobile is still doing it from what I hear. But yeah, okay. Coronavirus is a scam confirmed yet again.
Really?
This time, twice in one sitting by a single person.
Ooh.
Imagine that. A single person. They laid out too many facts. No test, even though he has an autoimmune disease. No test for his daughter, and is encouraged that she's young. She'll make it.
Wow.
And other sources confirm that these tests are not as needed as the government is making this out to be.
Really?
You know why?
Why?
Because people are manufacturing them and no one's buying.
Wow.
Wonder why?
Yeah, why?
Oh, yeah. This is a scam. So, they must just not need them. After all, clout chasing the invisible enemy is believed to only have gotten Kathy Griffin an enema.
Ew.
I think.
Ew.
At least, She'll be lucky if that's all that happens to her for being such a pheasant.
I'd say so.
Just because she looks sick doesn't mean that she's physically ill. Oh.
Yeah, oh.
In other news, creepy little Fosse says that...
What's he saying?
The U.S. could have millions of coronavirus cases and over 100,000 deaths.
Really?
Sounds pretty fairy tale ending to me, but...
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Well, I agree, I mean...
And you better not come with that quarantine, stay inside, narrative, mumbo jumbo.
Well, I didn't. Like, what are you talking about? Like...
I mean, like...
Seriously,
for real.
Like, for real.
I'm gonna keep it real, folks. Like, right now, I'm keeping it real right
keep it
now.
Real. Just keep it
Here
real.
Here we go.
Yeah, just keep it real.
Ready for this?
Like, yeah,
as if it wasn't already real up until now.
Yeah,
but
I know, just keep it real.
What's happening in the U.S. right now is socialism at play. I just want that to be known. Trump says this will never be a socialist country.
Really?
And look at it now.
Oh.
Socialist agenda-ing it up.
God, that is so true.
China is hiding their hospital supplies, just like we are.
Hmm.
Imagine that. A communist social agenda working together. Wow, amazing. Not. Governor Cuomo was caught with thousands of ventilators in storage after he went public and complained that he had none.
Isn't that Mr. Pierce Nibble?
This is going on in your local hospitals with, the, you know, their gear right now. Everything's in storage under lock and key. How's that make you feel, Lerna? How's that make you feel? I mean, seriously.
Pretty pissed.
To know they're trying to pull the wool over your eyes.
Yeah, that's pretty messed up.
This just in. This whole thing is not only a distraction from Trump's stupendous big agriculture bailout that comes directly out of our tax dollars, but it's also a huge cover-up about 5G's dangerous side effects that cause massive illness in Wuhan.
No!
You know, Elizabeth Warren may have canceled her campaign, but she's still pushing for human trafficking? What?
What?
She's calling for something truly transformational.
Wow.
She wants to wipe your school's debts clean.
Okay.
Cool. But also, she wants to give out universal free public college.
What?
They can't get enough human trafficking slave recruits through the sorority party door. Change my mind.
Oh, you're good.
Especially after this illness.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Watch this.
Yeah, no, you're good.
All these candidates are such trash that even people watching Joe Biden on CNN aren't even watching Joe Biden on CNN. I mean, as soon as I speak, they say, you know, to turn Joe's funky butt on down, just so they can hear what I've got to say. And I'm not bragging. I'm just making a point. Nobody cares what old pervert Joe's got to say for his pedophile self.
When it comes to Mr. Trump, this is a different story.
And speaking of weirdos, Tulsi Gabbard is absolutely silent. She's not only got no backbone, but she's also got nothing substantial to say other than to wash your hands and stay inside. And speaking of stay inside, Rob Reiner should stay inside.
Yes, he should.
Especially if we got this whole purge going on without you even noticing because you're ostracized. And, you know, you got your head in the sand is what I'm talking about. You know, doing what's known as the new 2020 U.S. salute. Head in sand, head up ass, whole ass.
Salute!
Rob Reiner says, I'm not a lawyer, but it seems to me if you're the most influential person in America and you tell the public that a deadly viral pandemic is a hoax and countless citizens accept that as a reality and do nothing to protect themselves then end up dead, you might be an accessory. Julia Song says, you're right, you're not a lawyer, you're an actor. To which I replied, can he even be described as an actor? Straight up, Rob Reiner should stay inside.
Oh.
Don't forget the hashtag.
Oh.
That's my new thing. Oh yeah?
Oh!
Yeah, you. You're a snowflake.
Oh!
You should definitely stay inside, weak chump.
Ya donk.
So funny how honesty is viewed as being mean these days.
Isn't it?
Or being so offensive.
Right?
Lighten up, pansy-ass liberal brats.
Yeah.
I don't mean to get partisan on you, but I calls it how I sees it.
You.
Meanwhile, how's them jobs Trump promised looking now? Pretty useless, huh?
Yeah.
Pride and ego is Trump's true campaign slogan.
Wow.
Since he likes stealing my words from Twitter so much.
That's so true.
He should just step on down and get out of my way already.
For real, he should.
Just like Wiz Khalifa says. They all should. They really all should just step down and get out of my way already.
See ya.
Either way, even if they don't, they're still held to pay.
Yeah.
Just make this much easier on yourselves and everyone else and hand over the White House to the official source.
You.
That's me. Me, people. Me.
Yeah, boy!
So all the remaining brainwashed Obama lovers, if a terrorist in office is your idea of getting this country straight, then you've definitely got head-ass syndrome.
No lie.
And hey, I'm really not trying to be mean, but I've really got to start, like, saying how it is. Like, saying it how it is.
You really should.
Because if I don't,
yeah,
we're just going to get lost in the sauce, and I'm not having that. I know you aren't having it either. Like, I'm not going to accept this form of socialism as a new way of doing things in America.
No way, Hoss.
America doesn't work like that. It wasn't built like that.
No way, Jose.
And the Constitution defends us from things like socialism.
You go, girl.